Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
This team went from maybe they'll make the playoffs, probably they'll make the playoffs, to being Super Bowl potential caliber.
I'm at your neck.
If there were any questions about Cam Newton, he answered them all this weekend.
Dale Arnold.
Always good to have trust for my quarterback.
The energy that he brings always uplifts everyone.
If I hit certain incentives, I will be able to dress all the coaches, including Bill Belichick.
Oh, I told myself I would never love again.
Rich Keith.
This result didn't really matter to me. It was more about, like, what are we going to show ourselves to be?
Dale and Keith with Fitzy.
Offense, transform, and roll out.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
You know, fellas, now that we televise this little extravaganza on the radio.com app and WEEI.com, and in the aftermath of this morning's legendary Zoom session by Bill Belichick, I so wanted to grab a sweatshirt upstairs that was all tattered and torn, and I realized my wife threw them all away years ago. There's no chance one of those would survive in my house.
I'm a little surprised Fitzy didn't come in with a shirt full of bullet holes, because that's what Belichick was rocking today.
Problem was, my sweatshirt that I slept in at the bottom of the ocean in Davy Jones' locker for 2 weeks, the one that where I battled a Kraken and won.
You beat the Kraken?
I did.
You? With magic, obviously.
That sweatshirt, I had left the house for my stroll to the station 5 minutes after I saw that photo. Had I not, I would have gone right
Release
home.
The Kraken!
Oh. See, he has that ready.
But that's
John
good.
Has that ready.
That's when John. That's good,
that's
John.
It, when he's at his best,
that's
you think?
Good, John.
I guess
that's bad, John.
The bar
bad,
is on the floor.
Most of it, yeah. You just step over it.
So we have lots of theories about you know what was going on this morning, and Matt Chatham, for instance, who played for Bill Belichick and probably knows him, you know, better than the rest of us do. Matt Chatham said this was totally intentional on his part. This was, you know, we lost a game. It's back to the grind. We're working. We're getting after it. And that this was totally intentional. He wanted to look like that to send a message to his team. You buying that?
No.
No.
No, I'm not buying that. I think that's what
he had.
He doesn't care.
I think he literally slept at the stadium.
Because, Dale, when we would interview him in person down at the stadium when, you know, we used to be allowed to go to the stadium, he would come in different times. Remember, he'd have the cutoff shirts, the cutoff shorts. Like, he would have all different
lots
stuff.
Lots of lacrosse sweatshirts.
Yeah, all kinds
lots
of different
of that.
Stuff. I thought John, actually, to give him credit, he had the best caption I saw.
Wow.
He said,
this is quite the juxtaposition of the last
would
five
you
minutes.
Shut up? I'm trying to give you credit. I don't need something that you
he
said, I'll
back.
Say it. It's better than you
fine,
saying
I'll
it.
Take it.
He said, when you have to defend a remote swamp structure from zombies at 8 o'clock and then do a press conference at 8:30.
Yeah!
He did look like he was fighting zombies through a fence, and they were able to like get a hold of his shirt a little bit, but he got out before getting infected. That is what he looks
there's
like.
A good, there's a very
although
good
you're
chance.
Wondering if there is some infection in there, and you're yeah. keeping an eye on him
like
from
how
a distance.
Long
he might
Bill's,
be immune.
How could, long until Bill's eye starts turning green and we're like, it's all right, we got to let you go.
Somebody else posted a great meme, and I retweeted it. It's Bill Belichick from February 2020, and it shows him, you know, in his beautiful maroon sport coat, naming the NFL 100, and he's perfectly shaved and perfectly groomed. And then September 2020 is
oh, yeah.
what we saw this morning.
Yep,
Andy Wall, that's absolutely perfect. Yeah, look at how good he looks in that NFL
yeah.
100 maroon blazer, and then look.
Oh, he cleans up nice.
Yeah,
cleans
and then
up nice.
He does. And
yeah.
then look at him after he saw Wilson float away in the ocean.
there is no chance my wife would allow any piece of clothing that looks like that to survive a single day in my house. Even if I tried to tuck it away under a bunch of stuff in the back of the closet so that I could bring it out and wear it when I want, she would ferret it out and she would burn it with fire.
Yeah, that thing would not last very long. No. It is amazing, too, because he literally could get a new sweatshirt every day. They could give it. He could just go through the pro shop, grab whatever you want. You can get whatever you want at any time. Every time you wear one, you could throw it out and get a new one.
How do
that,
we not-
they could do that. And he's like, no, I need this one. He probably, did he wear this in the 01 season? Maybe it's good luck.
He might have.
Last I checked, the CDC was on its way to Gillette Stadium to get that, bring it back to Atlanta, and see what immunotherapies we could harvest from it. That thing is, I've never seen a worse piece of clothing, but you know what? I need him in that. Dale, to your point, just to branch out way into Fitzy's super fandom.
Here we go.
Got a
Blaine, like, you know, Rich's favorite space, the wide world of the boom sauces and, yes, and the Brysons and all, like, the IG super fans. What, like you said, when we want to start rallying behind the team after an epic comeback and a soul punch of a loss, when you know that there's a tough game ahead and you believe in this team and you want to know Belichick is like the rest of us and hasn't slept since Sunday night at 11:42 when the game ended, that's the photo I want to see.
He's been
that's
up.
The outfit I need him in.
The Raiders are screwed. That Pats by 100.
Nailed it! Rich just completed the meme. Pats by 100.
That's our news. You're with me.
Pats
that's
by 100.
Our new, our yeah. news. And by the way,
hey, Gruden, Belichick hasn't slept. He's watching Raider tape on a loop right now.
70, 67, 64, 65.
You can count backwards by threes. That's great.
49, 46.
Belichick's putting in the work.
Okay, but also at the same time, I'd be a little nervous because John Gruden now has the Raiders believing they're Maori Warriors.
Yeah, they're playing pretty well. That's scary.
How about that post-game ritual?
Yeah, they're excited.
That was kind of cool, though. They're, I kind of liked it.
It was awesome, Dale. I'm just saying, like,
put your mask on, Gruden.
Yeah, here's a $100,000 fine. I'll tell you what, I don't like that mask. I'll tell you what.
All right, Pats by 50.
Rich used to do that back in the day at Hobart. They would do that post game at Hobart in the locker room. Only Rich would lead the Maori Warrior.
Well, a lot of teams do that. Like there's like high school teams do that. Like a lot. But Gruden obviously has taken that. Like these Pop Warner teams do it, and he's like, yeah, you know what? We're gonna do this with pros. But for some reason, they buy in.
And guess what? Then that Pop Warner team goes out and gets skinned alive, 45-3.
He also tells his player to knock on wood if you're with him.
Yeah, I know, Shime. I know. I saw Hard Knocks.
Shime, we also played that drop a minute and a half ago.
Yeah. I understand that. I'm just getting a point
Shime,
across.
I got a game for
you. He's like a middle school high school football coach.
What do you think of Mike Williams?
By the way, that was the last episode of Hard Knocks I think I watched was with Gruden. You know, knock on wood if you're with me.
Yeah,
nobody watches it anymore.
I didn't watch a second of it this year.
Ratings
not
were
a single
like,
moment.
Kind of in tandem with everything that's going on too. Ratings on Hard Knocks this year.
Well, I
Downsky.
Mean, but they were up against basketball and hockey playoffs. Like normally it's you have nothing and you're just dying for football and you can't wait and you'll even watch it if it's Joe Philbin, the mannequin himself, going through and doing a Hard Knocks. So this year they just got kind of lost in the shuffle.
Old Easter Island Joe.
There was a lot of stuff that we were going to talk about and will talk about as the day goes on today because one of the big things, and we've kind of kicked this around ourselves, but there was a piece that came out today, and it has to do with the Belichick coaching tree, which apparently is dead to the roots. I mean, the Belichick coaching tree has been, that the earth has been salted over and it will never grow again, apparently.
It's been historically bad. I mean, you go back through the very beginning, you know, as soon as Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel spun off back in the early 2000s, it was bad. And I know Charlie had a couple of good seasons at Notre Dame. You know, none of those were his players. Then he had like one of the historically worst college seasons ever when he was at Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo Crennel, kind of some ups and downs, mostly downs. Eric Mangini, mostly downs. Ooh. Josh McDaniels, a disaster and came back here. And then now you have four former coaches that are currently head coaches in the league right now, and they are off to a brutal start.
May I also point this out?
Yes.
That the signature wins, the defining moments for the majority are all against the Patriots.
Yeah, you're
what's the
right.
biggest moment of Brian Flores' career? 27-24. Biggest moment of Patricia in that medical waste fire over there in Detroit?
Even McDaniels.
Yes, McDaniels with his
win.
And who's the quarterback?
Kyle Orton.
My God, Kyle
Orton.
And those awful outfits when McDaniels did the Nazi salute to everyone at Mile High. That was terrifying. And also, the only great moment of his time there.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that was it.
And Bill O'Brien's signature moment, I hate to say it, it's not going to the playoffs. Actually, it is. It's going to the playoffs and losing to Belichick and sneaking out a regular season
win. The one guy that's actually gotten some wins. Now, I don't think you can win the big one with him or go very far, but like he's at least gotten his team to the playoffs.
Oof, rough.
Can I give folks a little inside radio TV thing here? So now we're on camera. Like, you know, I'm sitting here at home. You guys are sitting there, but we have cameras and stuff.
Yes, sir.
And so while I was talking with you guys here a moment ago, all of a sudden the camera started moving and it started, you know, and now I have like an ECU of John's head. It's like way more than I need to see is John's head right now. But did you see what happened on Fox News this morning?
I promise you I didn't.
Keith, I thought of you. Well, I wasn't watching Fox News, but it's been all over Twitter, and I thought of you.
Dale, I watch sometimes, and I'm not typically a Fox News guy. It's okay. They're not the good guy police are not going to show up at your house and take you away.
So this morning on Fox and Friends, you know, they've got the three box, and they've got the three hosts, and Ainsley Earhart is the blonde in the middle, and they have robot cameras, Keith. And see? All of a sudden, the robot camera out of nowhere just zoomed down and focused in on Ainsley Earhart's chest.
Oh. Well,
just no, the two
so
of
I
talking
just seen
heads
on Fox News.
So the two talking heads on either side of Ainsley are talking away, and all of a sudden the camera just zooms down and focuses directly in on her chest, and you see her hands, and they're like, put the camera up. And that's what happened here on our little camera thing.
We got
here
a good shot of your groin.
This isn't the robot, Dale. This is you controlling the camera there.
Oh, yeah. I just want to look at John's head.
Yeah.
So wait a second. You're telling me that the Fox News robot cameras have developed AI?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, I'm not going to stare at the couch.
We all saw Ex Machina.
We certainly
did.
Well,
last night, all over baseball Twitter, it was Angel Hernandez and Joe West making the case for robot umps. Everybody last night was talking robot umps. This morning, the robot camera evidently took over Fox and Friends. Keith, you may be way ahead of the curve on all this stuff.
Thank you. I just think we're not that far away. If you are going to get into a car driven by itself, how can you not have baseball umpires swapped out with robots? Or basketball or football or whatever. You have a bunch of Johnny Fives out there just calling the game.
Wait, Johnny, are you talking about from Short Circuit?
Yes.
Number five is alive.
One of the great sequels of our time.
No disassemble. Newton Crosby. Yeah. No disassemble. I know way too much about that movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a fantastic film. Look, I, for one, I welcome the robot overlords.
Yes.
I understand.
You should. This
I understand.
Is what we're living in now.
I want to work in cooperation with them. Because I know eventually they're all just going to like hook cords up to the rest of us and just use us as batteries.
I'll never bow to the robot overlords.
Shine, would you consider the fact that we are already becoming robots ourselves?
No.
I think it's possible. I can't rule it out.
How often do you look at your cell phone throughout the day?
Relatively frequently. But that's usually a tool. It's a tool.
Now I only see John, but I've been seeing Chris and John, and I can confirm he's pretty much looking at his phone the entire show.
All day. He's a robot.
The entire show.
Getting
he's
all
staring
that information.
At his phone.
You're programmed, is what it is. You've been programmed.
I haven't been programmed.
Your screen time, I guarantee you, is at least 4 hours, if not more, a day. Plus, you're hooked into these machines.
Well, yeah, I like to spend an hour and a half on TikTok every day.
TikTok.
You are a robot. Half an hour exploring my options on OnlyFans on how I want to promote myself.
You're a robot with a hat.
You are.
That's all you are.
That's it. You are nothing more than cells, hairs, hard seltzer, and and squee sounds.
That's it.
I am 75% hard seltzer. That is correct.
You're right.
99% hot gas.
See, that's the thing, though. I know I could never be overtaken by a robot.
Because you already are one.
No,
it's too late. We've lost
pieces
you.
Who am I exist okay, right inside now, this hard seltzer
just,
body?
So, yeah, Dale, fine. I just recommended, I know I came onto the program after
can
the Dale
and Keith.
Can you
shut this music off, John?
Oh, it's the Terminator movie.
I know,
music.
But shut it off.
One of your co-hosts asked me to play it.
And I'm asking you to shut it off.
Right, is now, your name on the show?
Yes. Last I checked,
it is.
It may be coming off, but for right now, it is.
When Judgment Day comes along and you are part of the singularity, Keith?
It was just distracting. I don't have the attention span for that. I liked it at first, and
right,
it was very distracting. On me.
And the robots have gotten to Keith, too. Now, Dale, I recommended the other day, and as I was saying, thank you very much, I came onto the program.
Can I finish?
I came onto the program just a wee bit too late to partake in the Dale and Keith Movie Club. Mm-hmm. There is a fantastic movie about the dangers of man and machine mixing that I watched this weekend called
Blade Runner.
I hate him so much.
I just, you know what I would love to do is
have
I would
him go in and punch him right in the face.
I want to say a word.
I want to get the Darksaber, and I just want to watch it cut straight through his legs.
I feel like having a microphone near him is a huge mistake.
But all he'll do is reach across to Shimes.
That's true. Grab him. He'd get too close to him. He'd be inside 6 feet.
Or can you give your damn movie recommendation? Holy smokes.
By the way, since we played Seattle Rejoins Friday, nice grunge outfit 5 days too late. The movie recommendation is from 2018. It's Upgrade.
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 I'll put that in my queue.
A man who has an accident and needs to be brought back to life with robot implants and danger, action, Upgrade. And sci-fi intrigue follow. Dale, great movie.
I have to admit I'm not familiar with that particular flick, but I will look it up now based on your recommendation only because
not free anywhere. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm out.
You came in with a great plan. I think this company is going to make millions. But because I have to pay $4 to watch this movie that Nick Stevens said is great, I'm out.
I have a problem with that. There are too many streaming services that I subscribe to and flush my money away on between the HBO Max and the Disney Plus and the Netflix. That if something's $5, keep it.
Dale's bummed because he spent all his money on Quibi.
I do like Tubi. Tubi's a free service.
Yeah.
Look out, YouTube. Here comes Tubi. But I don't know if that's their slogan.
Isn't
yet.
Tubi
it should be. If it is,
look out,
it
YouTube.
Isn't Tubi, that's a good idea. Put the name of your competition in your slogan.
Right. Tubi's like that British show, like, hey, kids, hello, my name's Tubi.
Tubi. And you got just like random movies on there for free.
I'm going to come up with a new streaming service. I'm going to call it Netflix. No one will ever confuse it
Netflix.
Or anything. I'm just going to go for that.
Netflix.
No one will flock to that.
Stinks
John,
so bad.
You subscribe. I would not Flix. That's what I would subscribe to if you had.
Oh, there's a good
quiet.
One.
He's a below average producer, horrible on-air personality. One of the worst. And yet here we are.
The relationship the two of you have
is what?
Is the
toxic,
equivalent to
poor?
It is honestly adorable.
It is the
socio-emotional equivalent of Belichick's outfit today.
I view it like a big brother, little brother situation.
It's not like that at all.
No.
I've never had a little brother. I don't want a little brother.
No, it's like the kid next door that you absolutely hate because it doesn't stop touching your wiffle ball bats that are in your front lawn.
And that's Andy Hart. He literally does nothing but touch the wiffle ball bats.
Andy Hart could not leave it alone yesterday. Now that I can see...
Mm-hmm. He's been doing that for 6 months, Dale.
Yeah, it's a problem.
He's like playing golf during the commercial breaks with a wiffle ball bat and the wiffle ball.
Yeah, he needs
he's
to chill out.
He's just banging it around in the studio.
He needs to put more of the energy into the show and not just hopping around.
Yeah, he just does that.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I was just going to say, I was like, when did all of a sudden he become like a 24-year-old NBA player? He's just
ridiculous.
Just yelling at people.
Drinking
and
wine
and eating
peanut butter and jellies.
He's trapped in the bubble and he's just got energy to burn.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff we'll get to. Tommy Kern's going to join us at 1 o'clock today. When we come back in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about the burgeoning relationship between Cam Newton and his receiving corps. We heard the Cam Newton half of the equation yesterday morning on the Greg Hill Show about, boy, his teammates were happy to hear from him. We'll get their response as well on the other side. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy. It's time to trend.
Fitzy joins Dale and Keefe every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WEEI.
Man, I'll say this. The answers are in that locker room. You know, we got Lil Bud, Doughboy, Highway 11, you know, my germs. So we good to go. And let me rewind that. We have Jahmyr Bird, N'Keal Harry, Dwayne Edelman, and Jacoby Myers.
That was yesterday on the Greg Hill Show. Patriots quarterback Cam Newton, when asked if they needed wide receiver help on the Patriots, said the answers we need are right in that locker room. And fellas, we said, now Fitzy, you weren't with us yesterday, but when Andy was with us, the three of us said, I believe him. I think he actually believes the answers they need are in that locker room right now.
Yeah, because it's not crazy to him to try to develop receivers.
Right.
He's not at the point in his career where he's like, what am I doing, wasting my time with this? Get me an Antonio Brown. Get me a, you know, Rob Gronkowski. I need these type of guys. Mike Evans. I think he looks at it and says, all right, I can work with this.
Right.
I'll figure out a way to get the most out of Jahmyr Bird and N'Keal Harry and obviously Edelman. And he's complimented Edelman about being a real pro. But when he's gone on and on about the other guys, and he's like, yeah, this is – I'm no stranger to this.
No.
When he was in Carolina, he had plenty of guys like N'Keal Harry.
In 2015, we've gone over this before, but it always bears re-mentioning – the greatest talent he had was Greg Olsen, but otherwise that was what, Philly Brown and Jericho Country and Ted Ginn, and he dragged that team to 15-1 and, you know, within 10 points of a Super Bowl championship. I think, Dale, there's two ways to look at this, and I think they both have merit. A, that's exactly what you're supposed to say when you are on an absolute heater with Cam Newton saying the right things on the Greg Hill interviews, to the press, on his Instagram, everything that the fans want to hear right now. Management loves hearing that he's not in it for the money right now. The fans love to hear that he's, you know, bad taste in his mouth and that he thinks he can win with these guys. And he's got reason because they scored 21 in the opener, but they really should have had at least 31. They put up 30 there and they left points on the board at the end of the game. So that's two legitimate games where they scored elite caliber offensive points. And two, if he does believe that he wants, oh, and there's reinforcements coming because the tight ends haven't developed and, you know, maybe Gunner can contribute in Harris. But two, if he does believe that he is one other talented pass catcher away, be they Rich, a tight end like a Zach Ertz, receiver like a Marvin Jones, if he wants him, how bad would he look if he came out and said, yeah, you know, these guys are good, but I really could use an elite field stretcher. Or I could use a big body. He would never do that.
No, but he also... Brady wouldn't have. He wouldn't have. We understand that.
But Brady would have come a lot closer. Yes. Brady would have said, I'm just the quarterback. Which, again, don't you think, Fitzy? There's no way he wouldn't have said that. I think he said it last year when he was asked about
everything.
He literally said it. He said that.
Go talk to Mr. Kraft.
So go talk to Mr. Kraft. Or, you know, so that is not straight up burying what you have on the roster, but it's by no means giving them support.
It's inching towards it, isn't
it? It is. It's pretty close, and that's how I read it last year when he said it. And just to further the point, Cam Newton's MVP season, these were the top five receivers based on catches. Actually, and yards, I believe, too. Greg Olsen, legit really good player.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Ginn, Jericho Cotchery, Corey Brown, Devin Funchess. And he won an MVP, and they lost one regular season game with that group.
Yes.
So he's looking at Edelman, Harry, James White, and
Bird.
These guys, and thinking, I can win with this.
And the tight ends haven't contributed.
You have two catches
from Izzo, who looks much better than last year. Maybe the tight ends will grow as well. Asiasi, obviously the game is a little fast right now.
And
I want to see what he can do.
They'll get some. They will add something, too.
Now, there may not be anybody who's got more of a vested interest in Cam Newton's philosophy and what he said yesterday than N'Keal Harry. And it did not escape N'Keal Harry's notice what Cam Newton said on the Greg Hill show yesterday.
Oh, it's good to have trust from our quarterback. At the end of the day, as receivers, we just want to make him as comfortable as possible. And when he drops back, he has faith in every single one of us that he could trust us to come down with the ball. It's really encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be if you're him. And, you know, just experiencing what he did a year before, some of it out of his control with the injury, but then some of it when he got back there, not putting all the blame on Brady either. You know, N'Keal Harry, based on just us watching, didn't seem like he even knew where to line up all the time. So he had his own issues.
Oh, yeah.
But to have your quarterback have so much confidence in you after you fumble the ball at the 1 yard line out of the end zone and to continue to throw to you, led the team in targets in the game on Sunday. So, and, you know, he's on pace. Obviously, it's only two games, but he's on pace for something like 800 plus receiving yards,
which is outstanding. And let's see, was it four catches week one and eight there? So that's six apiece.
Yeah.
Right now, he's on pace for nearly 100 catches as well. That's fantastic. That's
plus
that's wide receiver two, wide receiver one production.
Oh yeah,
and the other guy who it did not escape his notice what Cam had said and the confidence that he has was Little Butt. I mean, Damier Bird, who also said Cam's confidence matters.
His confidence is just contagious. The energy that he brings always uplifts everyone. I think naturally anybody, if you're having an off day or a hard day, if you surround yourself with people who are positive and upbeat, then your mood will change. And I think that's just exactly what he does every day, day in and day out, whether it's a game day or practice. And that's what really kind of draws people together and want to succeed and also want to see him succeed.
What the hell was that?
We need more synthesizer interviews.
Hold on. Did Damier Birds, a.k.a. Little Buds,
what
interview come with that little 80s synth pop? Like, it did. So it can't. You didn't
what
just marry that.
What on earth was that, and why was that there?
It was fire is what it was.
I know, but again.
You should have. Now, you couldn't see it through the glass, Rich, but I'm looking over his shoulder. You should have seen the shoulder shaking going on from Chris Schein while that was playing.
That was it. Where was that interview done?
From a K-pop studio.
I was upstairs.
Was that actually done?
Festival?
Shime, was that done on a Dance Dance Revolution board?
I'll tell you, I was very confused.
I wouldn't be shocked at your local arcade.
A BTS concert.
Oh, can you play 5 seconds of that again? Wait, like I really thought Anderson was live mixing that.
Naturally, anybody, if you're having an off day or a hard day, if you surround yourself with people who...
Not bad at all.
I insist.
I don't know what he said because I was just listening to the music. That was really nice.
Do you know the song?
No, this is just generic funk music.
It sounds like a Mario game being, you know, played in the background.
A little bit. Yeah, a little video game going on. Yeah, not bad.
Gotta come in first on Luigi's circuit.
How am I not a bigger fan of Damiere Bird immediately than just 5 minutes before?
You should be.
He insists that he has,
Did you see he corrected Mike Reese yesterday on Twitter? Hilarious. Because Mike Reese was listening to the Cam Newton interview and updated his list of Cam Newton nicknames for his teammates. And Mike heard... What he heard was that Damiere Bird's nickname was Little Butt.
Right.
It's not.
Little Bud.
It's Little Bud, which Damiere Bird corrected him on Twitter, which was hilarious.
Spectacular.
He's like,
and you know, somewhere
bud.
Mike Reese was like, oh, boy.
Oh, no. Butt. Ivan. They're not calling you Little Butt. That's not your nickname? Like,
oh,
no.
Well,
it's Little Keister. Here
got
comes
a small booty.
Gotta do my hit for ESPN, Flavin.
All right, so let's compare and contrast, shall we? We heard what Cam Newton said on the Greg Hill show yesterday.
Yes.
About, you know, what we need is in that locker room. And we heard from the young wide receivers and what it does for them. Let's take you back. There won't be any K-pop music behind it, I don't think.
That's too bad.
To Tom Brady on the Howard Stern show this past winter talking about young wide receivers.
I would say, you know, I don't have any trust that this guy can, you know, help us, you know, win the game. I mean, I can definitely express my opinion to say, if you put him out there, I'm not going to throw him the ball. You know, the whole team is trusting me to do what's right by the team. So you can't put someone out there that I don't believe in, because if I don't believe in him, then it's worthless for the team.
Yeah, I don't think he was going to throw to some of those guys.
No.
He doesn't get 12. N'Keal Harry doesn't get 12 targets in a Tom Brady game.
And that's why 12 targets in a month.
I thought it was hilarious in the Tampa game this past Sunday when Tom Brady hit that one guy in the helmet with the ball. He was in the play. He was out there the next play. I'm like, you don't need to guard him. You do not need to guard him. That ball is not coming his way.
He could
no
be
matter
in
what.
The end zone doing jumping jacks by himself.
Not coming his way.
More open than Brandon Cooks in Super Bowl 53.
Doesn't
I
matter.
Thought he honestly should have just walked over and just been like,
get
it's been
here.
A pleasure. Like,
go.
Taking off his helmet, his outfit right there and
go.
Just left it.
Yep.
Or just run right out the tunnel like Bo Jackson.
Thanks for the opportunity, Tom. I tried.
Appreciate. That was rough.
Yeah,
but you know, all right, so Curran joins us at 1 today.
Yes.
This is something we need to ask him about, because Tom made a point of pointing out several times last year that the interception that was not a pick six, but kind of a backbreaker in the Houston game was Harry allowing himself to be physically bullied and undercut. I think it was by Roby. And then in the final game where Brady threw the pick six against the Dolphins, where everyone just said, what are you doing, Tom? He'll tell you. He believes it was N'Keal Harry's fault.
Yeah, of course he will.
That's what Curran said time and again.
Oh, I thought you meant Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady 100% said that, and Curran was in lockstep with him on that. Isn't Tom Brady not capable, as we saw week one, Dale, of just every now and again making the wrong read and throwing a bad pass?
Yeah.
I mean, he is the greatest of all time, but it can happen, right?
That pass to Gronk, we just saw it on Sunday.
And now you can see how someone's confidence can be shaken when they're coming off IR and they're just trying to make their way and they're getting a chance to catch passes from the greatest quarterback ever, and now he's pissed at you and you're getting blamed for pick sixes. You definitely need somebody who's going to take you like a big brother and put you under wing like Cam Newton has to rebuild his confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Keith and me.
That's right.
That'll never happen.
You got to keep chipping away at him.
It's some never hard happen. Love.
Build him
but
up
it's
eventually.
Just to try to make you better.
That's right.
He goes back to you again, though, John. Unlike Brady, you know, who won't go back to the young wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't have a choice.
He keeps going back to. Yeah, it's true. It's him or Shime, right?
Yeah.
So, I guess you got to make your decisions.
That's what
where
we got.
They are. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. A lot of Twitter over the weekend. It was kind of comical. Late Sunday night was talking about all of the teams in the NFL who've got some splaining to do, quarterback needy teams who decided, nah, we don't need Cam Newton. We're good. Yeah, we got Gardner Minshew. Why would we look at Cam Newton? We'll talk about some of those teams in just a moment. It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keefe with Fitzy on WEEI.
How many teams should feel bad about the fact that they didn't pursue Cam Newton when he was available to be signed by anyone until just before the 4th of July holiday?
See, I don't think there is one team that you could say, oh my God, they blew it. If you are the Jacksonville Jaguars, I don't care how much in love you are with Gardner Minshew. There is one. Number two is the Cleveland Browns. And the third one, as much as they will hate to hear it, is the Denver Broncos.
Cleveland Browns, I don't understand. That's Peter King.
It's because Baker Mayfield stinks.
Well, yeah, but I don't think they're ready
to the number one
pull
overall
the plug
pick.
On him yet. Yeah.
Jury's not completely in yet. Are you out on Mayfield?
Sean wrote him off.
Wait, Sean.
I'm out on Mayfield and Carson Wentz.
NFL MVP.
I'm going with Baker Mayfield.
Something to think about.
So Jaguars, I do get it because I think they were like,
tanking, right?
Yes. And it's like, or Minshew. And Minshew's actually looked pretty good. So they're like, we have Minshew who started a bunch of games last year, who we drafted last year. Either he's good, or if he's not, we'll get the number one pick. So I think that's why they didn't go after Cam Newton. I like Drew Lock. Now, he's hurt. We won't know if he's good this year or not.
By the way, Rich, you will be wearing an NFL uniform before Colin Kaepernick ever wears an NFL uniform because Drew Lock goes down and get us Blake Bortles, okay? Get him in here.
Oh, yeah, not happening. And also Tyrod Taylor gets hurt and Anthony Lynn's the one that said they were going to work him out. No workouts, even when your starter goes down. Now, that's a team, I think, even though Justin Herbert they took in the first round, they were clearly going to start Tyrod Taylor and run that for as long as it was going to go. And that's a pretty talented team in L.A. So I think, aren't you better off with Cam Newton for a year and then passing it off to Justin Herbert than Tyrod Taylor for a year? Like, if they were serious, I think the Chargers are a real... And I think that's one of the teams. Remember when Cam was doing that sit-down thing with Odell and all those guys? And he's like, that team passed on me. And he was talking about the teams that were on
that
the
team passed. I love that.
But
drop.
It was the Patriots schedule that he was looking at. The Chargers are on there.
Did the Indianapolis Colts take the wrong one-year free agent guy at quarterback?
Probably.
I mean, there's one. Mm. I mean, you could talk about the Detroit Lions, theoretically, if you don't love Matt Stafford. You could talk about the Chicago Bears if you don't love Mitch Trubisky.
Yes, so Bears, I would say Bears to me, because you have Mitch Trubisky, and then they went out and got Foles.
Who cost them a fourth-round pick and just $20 million a year.
Yeah, just signed Cam Newton. And the Bears also are, like, to me, similar to the Chargers, have some talent there as well. But I guess it was more of a, well, they just drafted as a franchise Mitch Trubisky super high a few years ago, and they're trying to force that down everybody's throats.
Ooh, what could they do if they had signed him? Because, you know, that's the whole thing, though. They were so afraid that his larger-than-life persona and his want to win so badly this year, which we are benefiting from greatly in the absence of Brady, would have come in, crushed whatever was left of Trubisky's spirit, like you said.
Yeah.
And then think about this. In an offense with Montgomery, and you got a little Tariq Cohen, there's your little James White kind of thing. You got a tight end. You got a couple good tight ends. Allen Robinson and Matt Nagy being able to like get into his Andy Reid playbook and create.
They would have been pretty good.
They would have cooked.
I think they would have been
pretty
good.
They would have cooked.
You know who actually, now I guess maybe the motivation wouldn't have been there the same and everything else, but what about the team that he played for? Wouldn't they be better off with Cam Newton than Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah.
They would be.
Yep.
I think we're seeing, and again, I didn't think Teddy Bridgewater was, I thought he was serviceable. And watching him play these couple of weeks, like that ain't it.
Nope.
And now McCaffrey's out, so they're kind of screwed anyway. But I think just another, if Cam was healthy, and that's really what it came down to, healthy Cam's better than Bridgewater. I think everybody was just scared away because Cam only played two games last year, and you were wondering how it was going to go.
And doesn't Cam feel a whole lot better about where he is now than if he had stayed there?
Yeah. Oh, he picked the best place.
Yes.
It's the best place for him. It was also the best possible replacement that Belichick was able to get.
You're getting a dog.
You got a dog.
That's right.
Too.
And like the way that McDaniels is working with him and the way that the offense is evolving with him and whatever sort of coaching and mentorship he's getting from Belichick. If he stayed in Carolina, Rich, who knows how he and, you know, Matt Rhule would have meshed.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, right.
And maybe they wouldn't have. Maybe he would have gelled with Brady, the offensive coordinator they brought in from LSU. I don't know if that would have worked out, but I don't think you would have seen Cam make an effort to evolve as a man the same way that he's doing right now. Maybe he just would have like stayed there, comfort zone, and those fans. They miss him a ton, but I got to tell you, when he came up here, I talked to a lot of Panthers fans. They said, oh, man, you're going to love him, but that foot is toast and the shoulder is arthritis.
Yeah,
there's no way he can throw anymore.
Everybody was just
they were all
so
sold
scared
on him
by
being
the injuries.
Done.
Yeah.
I mean, look, that was the legitimate, I think, question everybody had. We said here that if he's healthy, he'll be the starting quarterback. If he's not, then it was going to be Jarrett Stidham. Think where you'd be right now if that was the case.
Stidham? Oh, my God. We'd be talking about the Red Sox.
No.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Too much. Too much.
Here.
Too much.
Maybe the Celtics.
Yes. They'd be doing full shows on the Celtics if Stidham was the starter.
But the fact of the matter is, there were questions about his foot. There were questions about his shoulder. And through two games early on, he's answered all those questions. Throws the ball like a dart.
Yes.
And he's moving around like, I won't say like he ever has, but like he has for most of his career.
Yeah. I mean, two games in, you can't ask for a whole lot more.
You're getting the best of Cam. Are we getting the best of Cam Newton? Right now, if you had to vote, and yes, 1/8 of a season is not enough sample size to legitimately consider this.
You're
but
not
going to
say he's the MVP,
oh, no.
Are you?
Oh, no, he's number two. Russell Wilson's the MVP.
Russell Wilson's 100% the MVP.
Cam Newton, the most downfield throws of
this
10 yards
insane.
Or more.
I don't know. I think you're. I think you've lost your mind just a little bit.
Yeah,
okay. He has one touchdown pass.
Okay, are you ready? Here you go. Cam Newton right now, if you take this sample size, would go to 71% completion, 4,400 yards, almost 1,000 rushing yards, 40 combined touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and would take 24 sacks. Those are MVP numbers.
Josh Allen is putting up better numbers right
Josh
now.
Josh Allen's putting up exponentially better numbers. So is Tannehill putting up better numbers.
Yeah, that's enough. I've heard enough of you.
Four for four in the red zone for four touchdowns.
I love Cam Newton. How
many touchdowns in the season does Tannehill have?
I believe 6.
Okay, so that's... puts him on target for 48.
Oh, yeah.
How's that going to work out?
I feel like...
That's almost 50.
Oh, yeah. How many times does the Tannessance, the Tanduster Revolution have to go to Seattle on Sunday night?
Not to burst your bubble, Fitzy, but I don't even know if Cam Newton would be a Pro Bowler right now for 2 weeks.
He's not even a top 10 MVP fan.
It's not.
Save that, John, and put K-pop behind
it. Is he playing the part of Wiggy this morning?
He's really lost his mind a little bit.
He's gotten the whole Wiggy thing.
He's gone crazy.
How do you guys not see him right now as a potential MVP candidate?
All right.
What other numbers do you need?
They're 1-1.
Yes.
You said he was number 2 in the league.
Behind Russell Wilson.
Yeah, he's not.
Who's more important?
Have you only seen two games?
He is the offense. He was responsible for 96%
of the offense. So is Dak Prescott in Dallas.
Gardner Minshew's ahead of him.
Yeah, Josh
That's
Allen.
That's enough out of you. Remember what Rich said earlier? Quiet.
No, Ryan,
go to your corner.
Ryan Tannehill, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson are all having a better season.
And how exciting. It's a loaded MVP field. What a season. What a season. Let's get Peter King. Hello, Dale.
I think Derek Carr might be having a better season.
All right.
Sorry.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We teased it earlier. We'll talk about that Bill Belichick coaching tree when we come back. Tommy Curran will join us at 1 o'clock. It's Dale and Keith with Fitzy in the house, Sports Radio WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.